Our agenda has two items, and I will first of all work through the apologies that just Councillor Moon. Somebody removed that apology to receive. Thanks, Councillor Neal. Second of Councillor Hope. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
It's carried with no legal actions. The agenda is confirmed in my knowledge. Does anybody have a conflict of interest with any item of the agenda? No. There's no public forum. We do have a presentation, but it follows in the form of a workshop at 4 o'clock. And that deals with the first item on our agenda, which is WaterWise, the paper seeking our approval or other our support or otherwise for the Regional Centre of Excellence at the Tromwell Polytechnic Campus. Dr. Barry Law and possibly Director Phil Kerr will be here with us at 4 o'clock to present some detail, as you saw in the attachments, on the RCE. Now, it's back to front, I grant you. We're being asked to consider the recommendations before we actually get a feel for the detail of what this thing is all about, because it's probably as new to you as it was to me when I saw it expressed on paper. But I just had a quick chat with Sarah, and I think the way in which the recommendations are worded on page 4 of the agenda give us freedom to, in principle at least, support those recommendations if we're of a mind, and then at the council meeting say, hang on, what we heard in the detail in the presentation has made us change our mind. That's highly unlikely to happen, but I think there's room there to manoeuvre if we feel we should. Is everybody happy with that? I know it's not satisfactory, but it's just the way things have panned out.
Okay.
Mainly because of the Otago Polytechnic people's travel arrangements. Mm. Dr. Law has a plane he's got to rush off and catch, and Phil wasn't even sure he'd get here because he's got a whole lot of other commitments too. But anyway, let's leave it the way it is and see how we go. And I dealt with all those other boring things, if I have, but... So on to item 10.1, which is the proposal that Otago Polytechnic establish in partnership with many other Otago organisations, including us, a regional centre of expertise on education for sustainable development. You'll have read the paper just as I have. You'll have developed your thinking about it. You may have some questions to ask. It's all there in two pages. We had that attachment as well. Councillor Scott. Ooh, hope that wasn't me.
That's about the 900th time that I've done this. Yes, it is.
No wonder
you have to share.
Sorry about
Thank
that.
Thank you. Sorry, I got distracted.
I was really pleased to see this paper. Approximately 2 years ago, I had a doctor in Nepal corresponding to me about opportunities to liaise regarding water quality, because like in Nepal and India, anybody that's been to a lot of these countries, you know, the rivers are actually used as means of conveying garbage and so forth. Like it's actually, they've got a lot of fundamental issues. We've got fundamental issues, and man, they have too, maybe just principally through population. But they lack the infrastructure, and now with middle class, they're trying to see their way through all these challenges. So if we can get some connection or liaison, it would be good for the planet. We're all on the same planet, breathing the same air, drinking water wherever we are. So it's wonderful. My only question when I saw this is, you know, like it's important that the entity is competent, is ideally striving for excellence, and so that would be my hope and expectation. I was disappointed, for example, not to see the word University of Otago in there, you know, and in terms of some type of collaboration, you know. So is this, I'll just leave it there.
It's a good question to ask at the next session.
Thank you very much.
Well said. Well, I like it. Hey, Councillor Laws, you're a Cromwell resident, aren't you? Have you got any insight into this?
Absolutely
proposal?
None.
Okay.
Sorry?
Councillor Lawton, have you?
I went along to the presentations by the students for the week-long event that they hold, and it's always very well done. That was my third time. 1 year I went to Stephen. for that particular part, I'm assuming that what they mean by having a centre of excellence is that there will be more of those sorts of events,
yeah,
where it will... they do a very good job at the applied learning, so they're very much on in the space of going out and working with the people in the community to help learners understand what it's like to actually try to implement sustainable practices around water, which I think is incredibly important. I think other aspect is just brought up around the university and having the likes of Catchment Otago also involved in that, I think is equally important. So without having had the opportunity to ask a few more questions, that would be good. In theory, I guess I support it, because I know that that the Polytechnic does a really good job in this space. What are they ultimately hoping to achieve isn't really highlighted in this paper. What's the end goal? What does it look like? What's the vision that they're trying to sell us? And that would be really helpful.
I swore the hands off. I forgot who they were.
Oh, that was just me. Thank you. I was just going to say, I read it, and I'm sure I read it either here or in the thing. I was surprised there actually wasn't already a centre for learning. You know, I thought we would have somebody like Christchurch or another province, perhaps. But I think it's great, and I agree with you, Councillor Lawton. I like the idea, just what's going to come out of it. But it is exciting, and you too agree that I thought, where's Otago University and all this? Have they been approached, or...?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, just very briefly, I think the University of Otago thing is important because they have a Centre for Sustainability, and I don't know the difference. And we're talking about our WaterWise program here, but we're talking about a centre of excellence around sustainable development. So what's the difference, and what might come into the middle, and is this an expanding thing? And there, I'd just like to put that on the list of questions as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important.
Yeah, good. Councillor Woodhead, did you have your hand up?
Yes, just to acknowledge, as Councillor Lawton has said, that I went along 2 years ago, I think, to the wrap-up and the presentation from the week-long course. It's tertiary and secondary students, and it's very professional, and I was impressed. Looking forward to having a chat to Mr. Law and understanding a bit more detail. Lisa might be able to help us, actually. But... what we're being asked for here is a letter of support. And when you look at the presentation and the alignment with ORC's key work streams, it's as closely matched as you could ever want it to be. And as I look forward to hearing more from the workshop, but actually, where's the letter? Let's sign it. Get on with it.
Lisa, do you want to add anything? It's an excellent paper. Thank you for that. But is there anything else?
Probably I can add a bit of information around the cost of this. Essentially, there is none, because a lot of this comes under our current work streams anyway. I did mention to Dr. Law that might be something that he gets asked on this afternoon, so I can preempt that a little bit because he did give me the response on that. As part of the Regional Centre for Excellence, that working group itself will be able to apply for funding for specific projects that they kind of deem are important to work on, and I understand that there is like potential government funding available, possibly even global funding, but Dr. Law will be able to answer that a little bit more as well. But at this stage, they're wanting to set it up. There is a Regional Centre of Excellence in, I think he said it might be in Hamilton, in the Waikato. And to be able to put Otago on the stage in a global context, and for ORC to be part of that when it aligns so nicely with what we do anyway, is basically what they're wanting our input into. So it's the letter that they're wanting, I guess that letter of support, and also to have delegates at that meeting in Cromwell on the 9th of April, which is going to be helping to, I guess, establish the application to become a Regional Centre of Excellence.
Yep. Thanks for that, Lisa. Talking of that meeting on the 9th of April, the obvious person to go to that would be you, Councillor Lawton, as the staff member.
Where the staff going?
Oh, okay. Is there anybody else putting their hand up to say that they would be available? Councillor Scott. Anybody else wish to go? Okay, well, let's have Councillor Scott's name penciled in there anyway for recommendation number one. If there's no other discussion, I'll put both those recommendations, except they haven't been made.
I'll move the manager.
Councillor Neal has very generously seconded them. I'll now put my vote. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Thank you for the discussion. Then we move to the governance report from Pete Fitzjohn. I don't want to make any commentary on this except to say how personally pleased I was to read the first three quarters of a page of this, at least, because it is saying those strategic things that I'm so pleased to see this council recommending to us as a committee. It's been a long time coming, and Pete, congratulations on pulling all that together in the short time you've been with us, seeing the need, articulating it clearly, putting together a structure, putting even processes in place already, and I do like your emphasis on account management and internal communications and lifting customer service. But it's good to see it all there condensed in a brief statement. We can all get ahead of things and say, ah, that's where we're going in this newly structured directorate under Sally Giddens as the Director of People, Culture and Communications. But that's really cool, and thank you for doing it. Are there any other comments on that part of the paper or any other parts of at least the early part of the report? Councillor Law?
I just wanted to congratulate and please pass on to the staff a thank you for the AMP show in Wanaka. It was good. There was actually pretty consistent attendance by various members of the public who were interested in some of the questions. Were quite challenging, but the conversation that I saw was very well handled by the staff in particular, and they often brought people around to leave with a smile, so that was great.
Right, well, thanks, Councillor Lawton. The thanks goes to Lisa, who's just vacated to the side of me. She was responsible for that, so thank you for that.
Yeah, I'll just add to that. It did go well, and I was there on Saturday with Councillor Bell and Councillor Noon and Councillor Lawton earlier in the morning. So we had quite a busy day, and it was quite nicely sited, reasonably close to the PGG tent, which... Councillor Bell was helpful. And good day, and it's one of the shows that we need to plug into the annual calendar because of the number of people that turn up there.
Councillor Hope.
Thank you. I'd just like to say through the chair that I really like how you've set this out. I think the community engagement team is a good name for all our staff members, and I've been probably lucky to be with them for a lot of these workshops in through February. And keep up the good work. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot going to carry on here in March. I'm looking forward to the balance, Targa Balance Awards, which will be good. Been judging there too. And there's a lot more. You know, there's the civil contractors award. There's a lot of array of variety, and it's nice to see. So thank you. And also, you know, going on to the page a wee bit to the Environment Schools in the Hilly. So thank you for that.
Thank
you. Appreciate it. It's newsy.
Well, we're on the community engagement report on page 9, 10 and 11. I want to also thank Peter and Lisa, whoever wrote all this, for the way in which they've set out the agency, the work to date, and the outcome. It's so good to see that, having done a bit of an impatient rave earlier at another committee about process and product. This is showing product, either what we achieved, what we did, or what we learnt, and that's the sort of stuff we want to see from our comms team from here on in. Excellent. Are there any other comments on any other part of the overall report?
Very good. I'm happy to move it.
Sorry,
Councillor
Hope.
No, I was just going to say I was happy to move it.
Good.
That's very good.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Councillor Kempton. Further discussion? Those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. And now I have the honour to recommend that the minutes of our previous meeting be adopted. I forgot to do that earlier on. Thank you, Councillor Scott.
I assume you're just testing us, Mr. Chairman.
No, I was testing you, I failed.
Aye, yes, sorry.
But thank you, Liz, for the reminder. I'd already signed it, you see, that was the point. declare the meeting closed. Thank you.